Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. In the last discussion, we spoke about whether the unbelievers will face reckoning or not. There is one view that their actions have no weight because they didn't have iman and hence there's no need to assess them. You know, they'll be condemned straight to the hellfire. But the more correct view is that they will be assessed. And we went through the various reasons. One is to establish justice against them. The other is Allah will rebuke them when assessing them. The third is that they are responsible when it comes to the injunctions of the Sharia, even though they did not bring iman. So there'll be question about why they didn't give zakah, why they didn't perform salam. Then also, not every unbeliever is the same as the next. Some are worse than others, and hence there would have to be an assessment to determine the extent of punishment. The Quran talks about the munafiqeen, innal munafiqeen fi darkil asfali minan nar, that the munafiqeen are the worst of unbelievers, and hence they would be in the lowest level of hell. In Jannah, the higher you go, the better it is. In Jahannam, the lower you go, the worse it is. Then we spoke about the difference between Abu Talib and Abu Lahab. Both were unbelievers, both condemned to hell for eternity, but they were not equal in their evil, and hence the one would get greater punishment than the other. We also spoke about how they would actually be assessed. Some say that their good deeds will be weighed on the one pan of the scale, but it will be totally outweighed by the disbelief and evil deeds on the other side. Others say there'll be no weight to their good deeds. They'll have no good deeds to put, because Allah says, لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ, that your disbelief has rendered all of your good deeds in vain, and that Allah gives them some benefit to their good deeds in this world, so that there's nothing left for them in the year after. However, the lesser evil will result in lesser punishment, like we see in the case with Abu Talib. Taking the discussion further now, the scholars write that when people are first resurrected, they will stay for the equivalent of 60 years without speaking. And they will not be permitted to make excuses. Then they will be granted permission to speak. And when they speak out of desperation, they'll say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرَجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُقِنُونَ. Our Lord, we have now seen and heard. So send us back to the world that we will do righteous good deeds. These are the unbelievers, and these are the those who are not righteous. They will start arguing in front of Allah. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. Then on the day of resurrection, you will be disputing before your Lord. And Allah will then rebuke them. قَالَ لَا تَخْتَصِمُوا لَدَيَّ وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. They don't now argue in front of me. I gave you advance notice. I told you before what would happen. So we move on to the point now of the principles on which people will be brought to account. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is adil. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is just. Fundamentally, Allah can do with His creation whatever He wants, and no one can question Him. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Because Allah owns us, right? So Allah can do with us whatever He wants. However, notwithstanding that fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will still deal with us according to principles of justice. Allah says, ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Then every person shall be paid what he earned, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was telling his son about the justice of Allah, he said, يَا بُنَيَّ, O my son, إِنَّهَا إِن تَقُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. That if it be anything equal to the weight of a grain of mustard seed, you know, something as minuscule as that, and though it be in a rock, so small and in a rock, or in the heavens, or in the earth, Allah will bring it forth. Allah will bring it forth. Because Allah is just. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah wrongs not even of the weight of an atom or a small ant. وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. You will not be dealt with unjustly, equal to fatila. Fatila is the scalish thread in the long slit of a date stone. You know, the thin kind of membrane in the incision on the pit of a date. Even to that minuscule extent, Allah says you won't be oppressed. وَلَا يُدْلَمُونَ النَّقِيرَ. Allah uses the word naqir in another verse, meaning the speck on the back of a date stone. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. That whoever does equal to the weight of an atom of good will see it. And the same with evil. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. One person won't be responsible for the wrong actions of another person. Each will be responsible for his own actions. As Allah says, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And that man can have nothing but what he does, good or bad, what you're responsible for. Yes, where Allah does say, وَلَا يَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ. And verily they shall bear their own loads and other loads besides their own. That's where you were the means of others doing wrong. Then you'll bear your own load and their load. The other principle is that you'll be shown. You'll be shown your records. It's not that you will be just told what the decision is. إِلَى مَرْجِعُكُمْ Allah says, the return of all of you is to Allah. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Then He will inform you about all that which you used to do. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا On the day when every person will be confronted with all the good that he has done. Allah says, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ It will be said to him on the day of Qiyamah, that read your book, your own book, read it. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا You yourself are sufficient as a reckoner against you this day. It's like you give a student, say, here's your exam paper. Look at your answers. Here's the mark sheet. Here's the question paper. Here's your answer paper. Look at it for yourself. Look at it for yourself. Through the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, good deeds will be multiplied, but evil deeds will not be multiplied. Allah says, من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. Whoever comes with a good deed intact, you must have it intact on the day of Qiyamah, it will be multiplied by 10 minimum, and beyond that, depending on your sincerity and the mercy of Allah. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِسَيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجَزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا But whoever brings an evil deed, then you'll get the extent of that evil in terms of sin. There's a hadith of Abu Dharr radiallahu anh, narrated by Imam Ahmad and Imam Hakim. The hasana is for 10 like it or more, and the sayya is one, or I will forgive it. This is a hadith of Qudsi, where Allah says, And if you meet me with sins nearly as great as the earth, so long as you did not associate anything in worship with me, I will meet you with forgiveness nearly as great as the earth. I will meet you with forgiveness nearly as great as the earth. So we see, for example, the incident of Mi'raj, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went, you know, up and down, to and fro with Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, 50 salah, and then bring it down by 5, by 5. Eventually, from 50, it came to 5. But Allah said, I'll give you the reward of 50. So the reward is multiplied, but the sin is not multiplied. And certain rewards are multiplied beyond what we can imagine. For example, fasting. The famous hadith, Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, every good deed of the son of Adam will be multiplied between 10 and 700 times, said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah says, except for fasting, because it is for me and I will give the reward of it. What is it? You'll have to see. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ Those who are patient, they shall receive their rewards in full without reckoning, beyond what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has stipulated. And when it comes to good deeds, even when you just make an intention to do a good deed, it's already recorded as a reward. And if circumstantially you are unable to do it, you'll still get the reward. But when it comes to sin, if you make an intention, it's not recorded. It's only when you carry out that intention, or when you may have a firm resolve to do it now and only something beyond your control stopped you, then will it be recorded as one sin. Such will be the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah envelope us in His mercy on that day. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.